Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, Aditi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. First question is not a football question. Yes.
Okay, but can I ask a question first? Do you miss Pony, or is it sort of nice to not be spoken over?
Wow. That's a shot fired.
I didn't even mean that as a shot. I didn't mean it as a shot.
Mean it as a shot, because I'll just make sure that I tell him about it. No.
Oh, and you'll frame it with some nasty narrative? Got it.
No, I'm not going to do that, nor if you say something inflammatory or very, very controversial in the next 10 minutes, nor will I tweet it out, Aditi. I'm in vacation mode. This is summertime, Malzie, here.
Just Donnie will tweet it out.
I usually, when he does talk over me, I usually combat that by occasionally going, hold on, be quiet, and that's usually hostile enough, even though I say it in a completely even voice, that it gets the point across, but I only have to do that like once every couple of months, so.
I see.
Anyway. Well, he's on vacation.
I hope he made it. I know. I hope he made it to Myrtle okay.
He did. I thought he was in Hilton Head. No, he is in Myrtle.
That could be right.
No, you're right. He's in Myrtle. That's where every Pittsburgher goes. I went to Florida on the Gulf Coast. What is stateside? Because I have not taken any international trips other than the Bahamas. What is stateside Aditi Kinkabwala's favorite vacation destination?
Oh, gosh, that's so tough. You're really putting me on the spot, aren't
you? This is a vacation question. Come on.
I know, but it's really interesting that you say this, because I love seeing the world. I love exploring things. I love going places where you do more than just sit on the beach. But if we're talking about just sitting on the beach, Kiawah Island is hard to compete with.
No, that's a choice. All right, wait, how much of a golfer are you right now? I felt like you were a fledgling golfer when we were last talking. Because Kiawah is one of the great courses in the United States, the ocean course.
Yeah, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to even sniff at any of that. I am still fledgling. I am still desiring to be a golfer, but not doing much towards putting the work towards it. The problem is, Malzie, if I have 2 free hours, I'd much rather hit tennis balls than go out on a golf course. Or
what is your stance on
pickleball,
then, as a tennis player? Is it a scourge invading clubs everywhere?
I don't know enough about it, actually. That's funny. I was just actually talking to a current NFL quarterback this morning about playing pickleball. I like running, and I like sweating, and I like working hard. And isn't pickleball sort of like a softer version of tennis?
It's crummy
like
tennis.
You don't run and sweat?
It's fake tennis. That's what I call it.
Hmm. Well, maybe. Well, I mean, considering that a few years ago a 60-something-year-old woman beat Minka Fitzpatrick at it, then maybe. Or played with Minka Fitzpatrick to beat T.J. Watt at it, then maybe what you're saying is really true.
Yeah, I think I like to think that what I'm saying has some validity here. Aditi, would you like to hear, or is it fresh in your mind, what Aaron Rodgers, a couple of choice quotes he had to say on Pat McAfee?
You can go ahead and play them for me if there are particular ones you want to team me up on.
There are two, so let's start with this one. This is Aaron Rodgers channeling Kenny Loggins, I believe. He had the hit song, This Is It. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, put any extra years on that or anything. So, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. It's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, expects you to win.
Just overall thoughts on that, because I don't want to lead the witness here. I actually came away more optimistic, even hearing a 30-second clip like that, more optimistic about how this season could go with Aaron Rodgers than I was before I heard that quote, Aditi.
I feel that I don't think it's surprising. I think that going in from the very beginning, we all should have recognized that this is probably only 1 year. just the fact that he was contemplating retirement as much as he was tells you that, basically. But I think that you should feel good because it's very clear that he's thinking about his final days in the league, the way that the end sometimes shapes and frames and affects your legacy. And he definitely wants to leave on a different note than how he left New Jersey. And so he's all in to win and to leave in a great way. And I think the way that he's talking about Will Howard just tells you that. I mean, as much as Aaron Rodgers, and I know he said it again yesterday on McAfee about wanting to disappear once this is over. I've been telling you guys this for months. He said it to us in a production meeting last year that when his career is over, he is going to Kaiser Sose, meaning he is going to disappear. He has been consistent in saying that. According to him, we're not going to see him on any pregame shows. We're not going to see him popping up on any cable shows. So the idea that he's really taken to mentoring Will Howard and the way that he's talking about Will Howard's response to that. And I've alluded to this a lot with you guys, that we had very intense conversation about Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams and how he was or was not, or to what extent he was able to pick up things from him. Clearly, Rodgers is thinking about legacy, the end, the way that he is viewed, the way his career is viewed to some degree. And that can only bode well for a Steelers fan.
Well, my thought on it and the reason why I chose optimism, which had the listeners very surprised and thinking that I had been replaced by a body double on vacation because I was being somewhat optimistic about it, is I did think one of the problems with Russell Wilson last year was that it was very obvious that in Russ's own mind, he was playing for another big mega contract. He was going to have a huge year. He was going to show people he could still do it. And he was going to get signed, you know, 3 years, $100 million somewhere. When I hear Rodgers just say, yeah, I signed a one-year deal because this is it, I do feel like when you have a finish line visible ahead of you like that, it's much easier to just go out with more pure motivations. There is no ulterior motive. It's I want to play as good as I can play, and I want to do whatever I've got to do to achieve that end. And I just don't feel like there's as much room for there to be a clash between head coach and offensive coordinator and quarterback like there clearly was with Wilson last year.
For sure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Because now it's only about winning. But it's not even about motivation. It's just you're freed up a little bit. There's not the stress. There's not the anxiety of, I am playing for a contract. I am playing for another opportunity. He's not playing for anything other than to win right now. He's not playing for anything other than to put the shine back on, this is a guy that's a winner. And fair or not, and I don't think it's fair, because I'll be honest, there are a lot of things that accompany Aaron Rodgers in the public space. Things that he talks about when he goes on Joe Rogan's podcast. Things that he talks about when he goes on McAfee. But I've never, ever heard that he's a bad locker room presence. If anything, I've heard the opposite. And I'll come back to this. As much as he says that he will disappear, you are only human if you care about the way that you are perceived or the way you are framed. And I think in some ways he doesn't care, but in other ways he does. And the fact that he is so openly talking about being a good leader, what it was like to watch minicamp and take in the way people interact, the way he's saying he's going to earn respect every day, the way that he's talking about mentoring Will Howard, the way he's talking about the knowledge he wants to pass on. Clearly, this is a guy that is thinking significantly about his legacy and the way his exit will ultimately be framed. For sure, you're right. But then also, I should say one other thing. Aaron Rodgers has never lacked for confidence in the player that he is. So when you compare him to Russell Wilson, there's a little bit of a... Aaron Rodgers doesn't need to prove anything to anyone. He knows who he is.
Well, he's an upper room.
He likes to show.
He's an upper room Hall of Fame guy. I think Russ probably has a pretty good chance to get in, but Aaron Rodgers is in what they call the upper room. Like Deion Sanders, I think, said it's the upper room of the Hall of Fame, and that's where a four MVP guy is. And I'd also say that I would actually agree with you that he comes off much more authentic when he's specifically talking football and his teammates than Russ ever did. Russ, frankly, came off like a guy running for president or something like that, reading campaign points on the trail.
So funny you say that, because I remember Sean Payton saying that to us in a production meeting a couple of years ago, where he actually said to Russ, he's like, what are you running for office? Are you going to be kissing babies next? And so, yes, you're right. It's a different personality. But I mean, at this point, you know, like last week, it was just last week, right, that it got a little bit contentious with Pony over this. But now he's your guy.
You and Pony got contentious? The two of you?
I know. Can you believe it?
In this economy?
Does he never get contentious with anybody else? Is it only me?
No, I mean, I think the entire, what is it now, Donnie? How many years have he and I done the show together? 7 years almost, has been built on friendly contentiousness.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Again, this is whether you were in favor of it or not, now it's done. Whether you thought it was a good idea or not, now it's done. So you look for reasons to embrace this as a good move. And quite frankly, this should be the best quarterback, offensive coordinator, offensive coaching staff combination that the Steelers have had in a long, long time. So be excited about that.
Aditi, I have to go. I was going to ask you one more question, but perhaps it can wait till next week.
Ask it fast.
Ask it fast. Oh, I thought you said ask if asked. Okay, I'll ask it fast. I'm not going to play the clip. He just sang the praises of Mike Tomlin, which a million players do, and it doesn't always work out when that player actually gets here once they get coached by Mike Tomlin. The Mike Tomlin courting process is different than Mike Tomlin day-to-day as your coach. Do you think Mike will be more deferential to Rodgers than he was even to Wilson, where it became very obvious that when Russ started turning the ball over, Mike and probably Arthur Smith got pretty frustrated and wanted their hands at 10-2 on the wheel?
I don't think you're going to have that problem with Aaron Rodgers, and I don't think it's about being deferential. If anything, I think they should be able to have more frank conversation. And Aaron Rodgers can take what you say, and Aaron Rodgers can give it back.
I think that's actually a pretty good descriptor, and I happen to agree with it, Aditi. We'll be more contentious next week when Pony's back, I promise.
We don't have to be. All right. Have fun. Talk to you soon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.